offense.
I can't tell you how many times Joe Fisher has taken off the headset and thrown it down after a Vanderbilt touchdown.
That's right.
Celebration.
Or done the Jay Cutler shimmy like he did in the swamp, and it might have cost him a game.
Well, it's amazing. It's a touchy subject for Vanderbilt folks when you go back to the Earl Bennett thing.
Yes.
Against Florida.
I guess the issue is it
gives officials one more thing to have to use their judgment on. What constitutes a celebration that's okay and what goes over the line. And and there's always going to be an issue with interpretation.
Yeah, well, look at what happened in the Super Bowl, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it should have. If you get right down to it, that's one of those things. And what would have happened if they had given that penalty then and you'd had the 15 yards added in the hole? So who knows? But
yep.
Yeah, I mean, but I have to say I was one of those guys that always admired somebody like Barry Sanders who scored a touchdown and handed the ball to the official or somebody like, well, no, that's what I'm supposed to do. Here you go.
He scored a lot, though.
He got used to it. That's just not like me. That's right.
But to make that a live ball foul, come on.
I know it.
That's especially being far subjective. That'd be the worst if you got a guy in there that a guy's borderline, like an Earl Bennett thing, and next thing you know, that touchdown don't count?
Yep.
Oh, my God. There would be people rioting in the stands.
Oh, yeah. Joe, they almost did that night.
Exactly.
Joe, the 09 schedule's out. What do you make of it?
It's another one of those interesting schedules, Mark, in that it's 12 weeks no open date, which I don't like. And hopefully this will be the last year that happens. It's alternate home and road each week, which I've never seen before. And it's plenty tough. 8 bowl teams on it from last year. Road trips to LSU and Florida and Tennessee. So it's going to be a challenging schedule for the guys. But 6 pretty good home games. Mississippi State comes here. Ole Miss comes here. Georgia Tech on a return visit here. So I'm looking forward to the non-conference trip to Army, obviously. I'd love to go there. I've never been there. So looking forward to that trip as well, but it's got plenty of struggles on it. It's a very tough schedule.
You're right, Joe. For all the fun SEC games that are on there, the trip to Army in some ways is the most intriguing of all of it.
I'm looking forward to that. We went to the Naval Academy, you remember, a couple of years ago,
uh-huh.
And just the pageantry and everything that's built around the tradition of their program and their pregame entrance is pretty special. So I'm looking forward to going around and seeing West Point. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You guys play at Tennessee tomorrow. The ladies team, a big win last night against Florida at Memorial Gym.
Yeah, they really played well. Meredith Marsh hit 8 three-pointers in the game, tying Abby Ramsey's record for most three-pointers in a game. They sent a message early, went out to a 24-7 lead. Give Florida some credit. They rallied back and made it a single digits by halftime. Tina Wirth got her second foul and set out the most of the stretch of the first half. But Meredith was just too much for them, and Tina had a good game as well. And nice win for them. They're tied for second with Georgia coming in on Sunday. And that's the pink out day for the Susan G. Komen Cancer Research, the Breast Cancer Foundation. Everybody's going to wear pink that day. So and proceeds from that game will go to that foundation. So very important Sunday and a very important game for them.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you tomorrow from Knoxville.